All right. I'm so glad to be here tonight. And as Linda mentions, our topic tonight is the Lent spiritual new year, as we just started the Lent season, and for our community actually started this week. So it's a time all of us know it's more about reflection, about connection, to deepening our that connection with divine and ourself, to know ourselves and our path of a spiritual, where we are leading. Is it the right path, or are we off of it to get back on it? So it's a lot of time for reflection. As I was inspired to talk about it, and as I was researching, I found this article that is actually a sermon by a nun. Her name is Dunushka de Silva, and I really liked the way that she talked about it, and there is a transformation that she talked about, and it is such a beautiful reminder that yes, it is a great time for reflection and see what we've done wrong or what mistakes we've done, but also it's a great time to be grateful for what we have, and also a great time to know we do good things too, and not put all of our mistakes under the microscope and beat ourselves over the head by it. Just acknowledge it and try to do better, because God and divine is with us all the time, and we don't need to put ourselves or others down. So for me, it's a great reminder of that, that we don't have to do always look up what is wrong. We can always cherish and be grateful for what we have good, not only for ourselves, but around us, in nature, in our friends, in your community, in society. And I'm sure there are so many good things, but unfortunately, we don't hear about it so much because it doesn't sell. But they are really good acts out there, but we need to start with ourselves. So I'm going to start with the article. It is actually from Christ Church, and as I said, is a sermon by a nun. Today is the first week of Lent. I have heard of the various things people are giving up. Many people have shared with me they are giving up chocolate, meat, sugar, carbohydrate. Sounds like a good keto diet, doesn't it? One colleague of mine looked at me disdainfully as I had bacon on Ash Wednesday. She was having no meat for the week. I will be honest with you, I rarely give up meat or food, especially cheesecake for Lent. People have shared their various views of my lack of Lenting. My staunch Roman Catholic father looks at me with great judgment and says I should be eating fish now as the only meat. He says I need to lose few pounds anyway, so why not do the work for myself and my Lord at the same time? Sheesh, that's a lot of pressure. We are expected to sacrifice and repent for our sins while Jesus himself sacrificed for us. The reality is that what Jesus sacrificed is wholly different than meat, cheese, and carbohydrate. I highly doubt my eating bacon on Ash Wednesday will help me to better express my faith and devotion to God and Jesus. For my father, though, it helps him to think about his faith, to think about what Jesus gives up. It helps him build a reflective space during the Lenten season to be grateful for what he does have in his life. For me, Lent is a time for continued penance and prayer. I have to take a harder look at the mirror and reflect about what I could have done better. This season for me is my actual new year. A new year that begins with accepting I am from dust and to dust I shall return. A new year that begins with humbling myself to my God. A new year that reminds me I have been formed from the earth and God's breath. I am not the creator, but the creation. Beginning this year is about valuing all that God has created, all that God has given me, all that is good in myself and in the world, and acknowledging areas of improvement. In this year, I take what needs fixing and try to apply God's tool to mending it. Yes, I can express this by giving up certain foods, and I can express this by loving others more, by giving more, by taking time to see the needs of the world. This year, instead of spending my weekly $25 budgeted coffee and lunch money on coffee and lunch, I will take coffee and lunch from my house and spend that $25 on a different charity every week. Right now, I feel called to donate to Ukraine, Afghanistan, and a colleague of mine who just found out she has breast cancer. Perhaps giving up that $25 will mean I have less in my pockets, but I hope more in my heart. I also reflected upon hearing the confessions of some of my patients for their mistakes and sins, and realized I can confess each day of the week to God or to clergy or to a trusted friend what mistakes I have made daily. I might call up Jane or Jeannie even to help me confess. Perhaps I will write them down first and say maybe on Monday, God, I was deeply angry at the man who wanted to change my schedule of visits and have me work on the weekends. Forgive me for bluntly talking behind his back and teasing him to others and judging him. On Tuesday, I would say, oh God, forgive me. I lied to myself and I told myself I could have several pieces of candy despite the fact my blood sugar this morning was bad. These are examples of some of my foolish acts in the past. They may not seem like such a big deal, but they are poor behavior and treatment of others and of myself. I know it is wrong to talk behind someone's back, even if they cannot hear, because God loves the man who changed my schedule, even if I can't love him in that moment. I can feel annoyed by it. I don't need to knock him down in front of others behind his back. And what about candy? Eating some candy that bad, right? Well, maybe it is not an outrageous sin, but my diabetes is out of control. I am close to being on insulin and I have 3 children to live this life for. I have a bad genetic history with an uncle dying at 38 from a heart attack. A few pieces of candy is harmless to someone whose blood sugar is stable. It is not harmless for me. And it is irresponsible of me to do this when I must think of family. There are worse examples of what I have done in my past, but Lent reminds me that God still sacrificed for me and for you, no matter what we have done to others and to ourselves. God believes we can always, always be reconciled to him or her again and again. God will sacrifice himself on the cross so that we can know what unconditional love feels like and so we can have eternal life and not simply be dust anymore. And all we have to do is believe God, be honest with him or her, show God our scars, our mistakes, be humble and ask forgiveness and allow ourselves to know God will provide us with a new year of a new life. Recently, I came across an article about Lent written by James Neal, an Oklahoma news site. His word really moved me and made me reclaim Lent as a new year and a time of transformation. James compares the journey of the butterfly to the power of transformation and the power of Lent. James writes, "If you ever want to see one of the miracles of everyday life, you need look no farther than the transformation of a humble caterpillar into a beautiful butterfly. The lowly worm spends its early days stuffing itself with food, with no thought to its future purpose. When it's time for transformation, though, the caterpillar shifts gears. It quits consuming. It sheds itself of this world and seeks solitude. Once it has found a safe place, the caterpillar literally goes within itself. It wraps itself within a cocoon and then dissolves itself into a formless suit that bears no resemblance to caterpillar or butterfly. Special clusters of cells ordered from the time the soon-to-be butterfly was an egg reorder the suit into the wings, antenna, body, and organs of its new creation. When it comes time for the butterfly to emerge, it cannot be helped out of its cocoon. The struggle to push its way out of the cocoon finishes the formation of its wings. Without this struggle, the butterfly would never fly. When the work is done, the butterfly emerges as something of a higher order and infinitely more beautiful than it had been. What had once crawled at our feet below our gaze, now soars, drawing our eyes upward. This path to transformation is instructive for us as we continue our spiritual journey through Lent. Like the caterpillar, we now face the time for transformation. It is time to put aside the things of this world and stand between us and our higher purpose. Once we set aside our desires, strip ourselves of whatever is holding us back spiritually, we are prepared to go within into the ultimate solitude. James' article is such a beautiful description of what Lent can help us to do for ourselves. James reminds me that it is worth the reflection, the time of penance, so that we may deepen our relationship with God, so that we may allow ourselves renewal and transformation. I think it's such a beautiful concept of going back to solitude and knowing ourselves, that we are not this physical form, that we are actually spirit and soar towards that oneness and being who we truly we are. And I think it really reminds me of what we need to do. What is God calling each of us to reflect about? What acts and thoughts are a part of our personal transformation during this Lent season? What is truly keeping us from soaring and being our best selves? Well, these are good questions for each and every one of us to ask ourselves during this season and this time, to reflect and to know what we can do to soar and be that beautiful butterfly that we are. And it has a little prayer here. God, guide us into deep reflection. God, show us our new spiritual year and all the ways of transformation this Lent season can bring to each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I do have a little story that goes with this one. It kind of wraps it up. And it is actually about the Lent. Imagine that. And this one is a talk between Sally and God. So a question and answer between Sally and God. So a story for Lent reflection. Sally starts. Sally, well, here we go again. It's Lent. What are we supposed to do, Lord? Every year we enter this season. So what am I supposed to give up this year in order to become a better person? God, it sounds like you are a little frustrated entering into this holy season of Lent. Sally, I am. I am always give up chocolate. Then Easter comes and I get sick because I have eaten so much of it. God, Sally, don't give up anything. Just take a good look at who you are. Sometimes I feel people miss the point on why I made them. I made the people of God because I love and honor them so much. Can they see I make only beautiful pieces of humanity? Each individual that I create is unique and sacred. Why can't they see this? Sally, I never gave that a thought, God. I don't always get it. I feel that you are out there in the chaos of the universe. I can't imagine that you, the divine mystery, dwell in me. Maybe that is what I will focus on this year, our journey together. God, that's right, Sally. Our journey together. All I ever ask is that you open your heart to me. Allow me in so I can show you how beautiful you are. I give you Jesus to help you see that I realize humanity is difficult. There are so many distractions that surrounds you each day. Your cell phones and technology consumes you. Music and noise, pettiness and anger, sickness and death, guilty feelings, hurts, shameful acts, wounds of unfaithfulness, the lack of forgiveness, fears of everyday life, and facing the challenges each day. This is all stuff. Push it aside and simply let me in. Sally, you sure are asking an awful lot from me. God, no, I'm not. I'm simply asking you to take these days of Lent, clear the clutter, and simply be with me. With Jesus, walk with my son these next few weeks. See what he did for you. See how he reached out to the poor. Watch how compassionate he was with the sick. Watch how he touched those who were untouchable. Watch how he forgave those who hurt him so much. Jesus showed us the way. Simply follow its footsteps. Allow the grace to pour over you. Allow peace to enter into your pores, and you will feel a freedom that only you can retrieve from within your own heart. Sally, God, you're asking a lot. It was simpler giving something up, but I'll give it a try. God. Good, Sally. I only ask you to try. I have asked nothing more from you than I ask from Jesus himself. Just know that I am always with you. In everything you do or say, I am there. Try to trust these words. That is a lot to ask, God. You know, it is not that easy to trust, but I will try it your way this time. God, I am glad to hear this, Sally. Know that I am with you on this journey of 40 days. All I ask is that you try each day. I look forward to being on this journey with you and Jesus. So I think what we have to take is just take each day and connect and soar like a butterfly. Thank you.